The Rosizi River runs for over 70 miles through some of the most dangerous and hostile territory in the entire world, flowing from the southern bay of Lake Kivu, which separates the nations of Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The Rosizi River runs south, toward the oblong Lake Tanganyika. As such, this deadly body of water runs through the Central African nations of the DRC, Rwanda, and Burundi. Once upon a time, this river used to be populated by a great number of species. As recently as the 1950s, several variations of buffalo, elephants, and warthogs populated the area, living alongside the sprawling human population. However, decades later, very few of these species remain, with most having been hunted and eliminated from the local ecosystem by man. Now, very few creatures populate the Rosizi. Of them, hippos remain the most popular, but are in a constant struggle with their natural enemy, crocodiles. Nile crocodiles thrive in this environment of Central Africa, as they are an apex predator that aren't particularly picky about their prey. They are generalists, who eat essentially anything close to them, as long as it is made of meat, of course. These crocodiles are seen as being very aggressive, even compared to other subspecies of crocodiles. They live primarily in freshwater, but have much more in common with their saltwater relatives. They are believed to be responsible for hundreds of human deaths every year, although that is very hard to verify. Nile crocodiles are some of the largest creatures in the world, with the adult males averaging anywhere between 11.5 to 16.4 feet in length. However, they can grow even larger than that, growing upwards of 20 feet if allowed. This includes one crocodile in particular, who has become an urban legend in this area of Central Africa. This is the story of Gustav, whose myth might be the only thing larger and scarier than he is. The earliest reports of Gustav surfaced in 1987, when villagers on the northeastern shores of Lake Tanganyika reported being attacked by a large, vicious crocodile. These reports continued sporadically through the late 80s and early 90s, until a couple of violent conflicts sent the area into chaos. The early 1990s was a hotbed of bloodshed for the Central African region, as several wars set the area ablaze. Perhaps the most publicized of these conflicts was the Rwandan genocide, which left hundreds of thousands, if not millions, dead in its wake. It is rumored that in the aftermath of this conflict, military leaders were ordering the bodies of victims thrown into the surrounding rivers. This included the Rosizi River, where Nile crocodiles had begun to thrive as other species were dying off. This is where the legend of Gustav began. Gustav was a large male Nile crocodile who was rumored to be upwards of 20 feet long. It would be impossible to verify his true size, as he has never been captured or killed. But it was believed that him being the size he was would put his age close to 100 years old. Just for reference, Nile crocodiles can live to be several decades old. They often average out to live about 50 years, but have been known to live upwards of a century. These crocodiles tend to be the largest among them, but by the time they're 100 or so, their teeth have usually fallen out. Not Gustav, though. When he was spotted early on, he was seen with a full set of teeth, meaning that he was still relatively young, and, terrifying enough, was still growing. At one point, Gustav was reported to take down an adult hippopotamus, a near impossibility for a crocodile of any size. After all, hippos are natural enemies of crocodiles, and can grow upwards of 3,000 pounds. This just added to Gustav's growing urban legend, which continued growing through the 1990s. It was believed that Gustav had begun not only killing humans, but actively hunting them. He was described as a man-eater by many villagers that knew of him, and he had allegedly killed dozens of humans. Most terrifying of all were the allegations that Gustav wasn't just hunting humans for food. Reports began to surface that Gustav had begun leaving human corpses uneaten, implying that he had killed them for no real reason. He wasn't killing for survival, but perhaps out of boredom. Or maybe he was just a very picky eater. After all, it has been reported that Nile crocodiles can go months without eating. So perhaps he just did not like the taste of those particular men, women, and children. Nonetheless, among reports of Gustav's growing appetite, several herpetologists and hunters began trying to track him down. It was believed that Gustav, this alleged killer crocodile, could be easily more than 18 feet long and weigh more than a ton. Several witnesses had seen a crocodile matching his description with a full set of teeth, which again would make him relatively young for a crocodile of his size. Several experts theorized that, if he still did have his teeth, he was likely no older than 60 years old, which meant he would still keep growing for decades. One of the recurring descriptions provided by witnesses was Gustav's growing history of injuries. Starting in the late 1990s and early 2000s, eyewitnesses described Gustav having several bullet scars, including one large scar from the top of his head. This allegedly came from a gunshot, which had failed to kill him. Several African soldiers that had reported encounters with Gustav said they had tried shooting him numerous times, including reports of total volleys from automatic AK-47s. In one report, it is alleged that Gustav responded by quote-unquote eating the bullets, like a demonic entity that could not be harmed. It is theorized that if Gustav is as big as some witnesses describe him as, that he is, theoretically, bulletproof. His skin might just be so thick that it cannot be pierced by normal or moderate-sized ammunition. Other descriptions, provided by Central African soldiers, say that the only way to get Gustav to retreat is by dropping a grenade in the water. That apparently does get his attention, but is one of the very few ways to get him to scatter. Gustav has also been seen in the past with a large and deep wound to his right shoulder, which impeded his movement. It is theorized that this wound, in addition to some of his other gunshot wounds, might have been what caused him to develop his current hunting habits. After all, if his movement was impeded by these injuries, it would have made him slower and dulled his reflexes, which would have then inspired him to hunt larger and slower game. This includes humans. In 2004, a documentary was released, which has become the biggest source of information about Gustav, called Capturing the Killer Croc. This documentary highlighted herpetologist Patrice Fay and his quest to find Gustav, this large crocodile he had named and had been studying for over 2 years. It was actually Fay that began theorizing that Gustav was responsible for taking the lives of over 200 Africans, based on the cases of missing or murdered villagers along the bodies of water that Gustav haunted. This documentary makes Gustav out to be an urban legend, spoken about by villagers and schoolchildren as an entity that patrols the water, looking for prey. Some have even attributed unnatural acts to Gustav, such as being able to jump tens of feet out of the water, and many claimed that he had murdered friends of friends. If you watch this documentary, which is available on YouTube, you'll see that it has become really hard to differentiate what was real and what was fiction. Patrice Fay, the French scientist that was trying to capture Gustav before hunters eventually tracked and killed him, developed multiple traps for this large crocodile. However, all of these traps failed, with Fay theorizing that Gustav, who is likely over 60 years old and has been shot several times, is too distrustful of humans and too smart to be fooled. Fay and his team had to abandon their plot to capture Gustav due to a pending governmental turnover and a potential civil war, but he has remained active in the hunt for Gustav in the years since. Gustav remains an urban legend throughout Central Africa, and has become one of history's most notorious cryptids as a result. Many liken him to mythical beings, like the Loch Ness Monster or the Mothman, considering him a demonic entity. In fact, he has even been nicknamed the Demon Croc, and has led to all kinds of weird theories and allegations. In 2007, Gustav became the inspiration for a low-budget feature film called Primeval. The marketing for that film highlighted the most salacious allegations against Gustav, that he is responsible for over 300 deaths, making him one of the most prolific killers in history. However, it is hard to tell what is urban legend, and what is real. Many of the reports and allegations regarding Gustav are based on rumor and gossip, hearsay from Central African villagers, and the foreigners that find the legend of Gustav awe-inspiring. In 2009, after a long period of inactivity, Patrice Fay claimed that Gustav had been spotted several miles west of the Rosizi Delta. Then, in June of 2015, following a similarly long period of nothing, an unconfirmed sighting claimed that Gustav was spotted dragging an adult buffalo into a riverbank. Every time the legend of Gustav begins to fade away, he seems to resurface, as if to remind the world that monsters do exist. The story of Gustav, the killer crocodile, remains unresolved.